the Lord reached someone who was raised to believe there was no God. On today's program, I'll be interviewing a pastor from the Czech Republic. His life was changed by Jesus Christ in spite of being raised in an atheistic family. He went from being an atheist and a Greenpeace activist to a Christ-honoring, Spirit-filled pastor. I invite you to join me now.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Good News Radio broadcast with Pastor Tom Arnold. Tom serves as pastor of Good News Church in Yukon, Oklahoma, and is our teacher on this daily program. It is his desire that you will discover God's abundant plan for every aspect of your life through the faithful study of God's Word. Join us now as we go into today's message.
Welcome to the Good News Radio broadcast. We're so glad that you've joined us today, and this is a special day in that we are broadcasting today from the Czech Republic. So today I am south of Prague, about an hour and a half south of Prague in the city of Tábor, and we're having a conference today. And one of the beautiful things and the exciting things about when you go to these conferences is you hear testimonies of people whose lives have been totally changed, radically changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, I have an opportunity to share, or rather interview, one of the men that's helping to host this conference for Don Swartz and his ministry, and Sasha Swartz out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, Vitya.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
So, Vitya, V-I-T-A, correct?
Yes.
Vitya. Is that a pretty common Czech name?
Yeah, it's common. It's common word, common name.
So what's the counterpart? Victor? I mean, what would be the...
Vyacheslav, okay. The one who celebrates victory.
The one? So that would be, yes. Similar to Victor. Yeah, okay. Well, we're so glad that you're here today. Now, I have kind of a jump start on the radio audience. I've heard your testimony, and it's a fabulous testimony. But there's kind of what God did in your life, and now what he's doing through your life.
Yes.
So take us back. Tell us a little bit about growing up in the Czech Republic. You grew up, you were born into a, what kind of family were you born into?
I was born in an atheistic family under the communism. So nobody taught us about God, about Jesus. And, you know, people were under the pressure of the whole system. So you can't have free thinking. You can't do what you want or go wherever you want. You were always controlled by somebody else.
Yeah, and that included your spiritual life, religious freedoms.
Yes, definitely. You know, it was some sort of pressure over all churches who were here. Most of the churches were almost destroyed. Even the priests from Catholic churches, they were put in the prison. So there was life under the communism.
So most people think of Czechoslovakia.
Yes.
So your birth certificate probably says Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, Czechoslovakia, yeah. We were one country before.
Right.
Then the country was separated.
Separated into the Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Yes, two different countries with two governments.
Right. So how old are you, Vitya?
I'll be 40.
40 years old. 40 years young.
Yeah, 40 years young, yeah.
There you go. So tell us, when did you commit your life to Jesus Christ?
When I was in high school, there was a special group of young people and we discussed about everything, about the future with our teacher. And there was one guy who was normal like we were. And suddenly he changed. He cut his hair, started to speak about Jesus to everybody and all the time. And we hate him.
So was this before the revolution or after?
After the revolution.
After the revolution.
Because I went on high school the next year.
Okay.
After the revolution.
And the revolution was what year?
1989.
Okay. The Velvet Revolution.
Yes.
It was a peaceful revolution.
Yeah, it was. It was some sort of really nice. And right now, I believe it was the hand of God, the transformation that took place here in Czech Republic.
Yeah. So this buddy of yours that used to be one of you.
Yeah, we drink a lot. We drink crazy stuff on high school, so...
And now he gets a haircut and he starts talking about Jesus.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
All the time. And we were close friends. And then he started to talk personally with each other. And I started arguing with him because what I heard about Christianity, that they are just hypocrite people and what they did in the past. And because I love to read lots of books, I gave him many information why Christians are guilty or all the bad things that happened in the past. So we were fighting for almost 3 years.
Wow.
And then he left the school because he was 1 year older. And I was thankful that I don't have to see him again anymore.
Yeah, you were done with that.
Yes. And the next year I went to social work because you can choose to go to the military or to social work. And because at that time I was in the Greenpeace movement,
right,
I choose social work.
Okay. And I'm a conscientious objector.
Excuse me?
We call it in the U.S. a conscientious objector, meaning uh-huh. your conscience was violated by serving.
Yes.
So this was the alternative. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And one day I was walking because I work in the school. Mm-hmm. And one day I was walking in the school and then I heard, "Hello, Vicha." And he was there again.
He was back.
He was back, yes, in my life.
What's his name?
Robert.
Robert.
Robert, yes. Yeah. And he started again speak with me about Jesus and I was real upset that I have to spend time with him.
Yeah.
And then I went back to my hometown and I saw flyers out in my city yeah. where it's written that Terry speaks about Jesus.
So tell us the name of the minister, because incidentally, he was from Oklahoma, correct?
Yeah, Terry Hench. Terry Hench.
Terry Henshaw.
Henshaw, yes.
Henshaw. Henshaw. Terry Henshaw.
Yes.
And so he was at a Victory Christian Center in mm-hmm. Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes.
And he came to the Czech Republic.
Yeah. And they're doing some reach out in different cities.
Right.
And I saw the flyers there.
And so what year would this have been?
1994.
94.
Yes.
Okay.
And I told about that to Robert.
Yes.
And he said, "You have to go there." I said, "No way, man."
Yeah.
And then he made some strange thing for me. He made a bet with me. He said, if I go there, just one time, he will never ever speak with me about Jesus again.
Wow. That's putting it out there, isn't it?
You know, I was looking for it. I said, okay, I can do this and that will be enough.
You'll get off my back.
Yes, definitely. And he did something extraordinary. He called every single Christian who knew me from the school. He called two churches that he knows. That he said, we got one chance. You have to pray.
Wow.
So, and I supposed to there on Friday, but I went to drink. So the next day, Sunday, I went there to the meeting. And I still today, for my amazement, I don't know why I came to the front. But I only know that I want to know Jesus as Terry speaking about it.
Yeah.
So that was the day that
what city was this in?
Příbram.
Okay.
Příbram. It was the day that I received Jesus. It was even just a little bit, even difficult for me because in that time I was doing some sort of occultism and healings and all those
right.
stuff. And during the prayer, I feel extraordinary pain in all my body.
Wow.
So
it's like these demon spirits
yes,
were
yes.
broken.
So I even felt that I can't go through this prayer.
Right.
And one guy came to me and lay hands on me, stand to pray with me. So when I said I received Jesus, all the pain gained was gone like that.
Wow. So you got born again
and delivered healed from the at the power, same and time because I had pains yeah. and lots of diseases in my body at that time.
Wow.
So in one night.
So, you know, tell me about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I mean, did you find out about that immediately or was it down the line or?
No, it was, I think it was 2 months later
from two months later.
Yes. And Robert started to
Robert.
Speak with me about it. And then I went in the church that was in Příbram and I speak with pastor and he said, oh, of course you can have it. No problem. So he prayed with me and I started to speak in tongues like that mm-hmm. again immediately.
Yeah.
And the next day I started to have some sort of thoughts, you know, it was just your thoughts.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can't speak.
Right. His name is the accuser of the brethren.
Yes.
That
yes.
Is
his
assignment is to.
And so I start to believe that I can't speak in tongues.
Huh.
And funny thing is that even I feel and I was really not able to speak.
Wow.
It was something strong in me. And 2 days later, I again met Robert and he said, oh, that's just a lie. You can, you did, you do it again.
Right.
And then he left me. Just those words and then left me and said, I said, okay, I can do it. And I start to speak again.
Praise God.
And I said, okay, I have to learn something here.
So what's it like? We've got about 3 minutes here. What's it like living in a 70% atheist country? Is that correct?
70, yes.
Or agnostic atheist?
Yes.
I mean, it's you're kind of the few, the proud, the chosen, not proud, but the humble and the chosen. I mean, what's it like to live here in this culture? I mean, you're definitely a minority, right?
Yes, we are. And especially of those who really believe in Christ and are born again.
Yeah.
And shared Christ with others.
And God gave you a wonderful wife.
Yes, Ivetka, she's really awesome. I'm thankful for God for her. Because I have to say that God blessed me with her.
Right. Now, didn't you make that prayer? There was a story, it seemed like you shared with me one time when we were here, that you said that you really prayed, God, please, you know, I just want a good Christian wife. And
yes. Even as a Christian, I had one relationship with one girl, and it went wrong terribly.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, that's enough with women. I will stay single.
Yeah.
And then I start, and Robert again, because we were very close friends, even as a Christian.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, just pray for the future. So I pray for the future. I said, Lord, I want a wife who will support all the things and who also minister with the word of God.
Right.
And I was praying, and also I was praying for my mother-in-law, because I saw what could happen in my family.
Sure.
With my brother.
You got a wonderful mother-in-law.
Yes, that's the reason why I'm saying that. I prayed, Lord, I want a great relationship with mother-in-law.
She's a blessing.
So
I've been to Vita's church, and when you walk in, one of the people that greets you is his mother-in-law, and she is so bubbly and given to hospitality, and it's so natural and sincere.
Yeah,
her love.
That she what she does and what she is really.
Right. So you pastor, what's the name of your congregation, the name of your church?
Biblické centrum víry, in English, Bible Center of Faith.
Oh, wonderful.
Here in Tabor, České Budějovice.
And this Tabor is a city of how many people?
40,000.
40,000 people.
Yes.
And I want to say to the listeners, this is so picturesque, this community. We plan to post some pictures on Facebook so you can see just how beautiful this area is. But how can we pray? How can the believers in the United States, how can we pray for Czech believers?
I believe that it's based on the fact that they don't know anything about God. So please pray, let the Lord open their eyes to see who God really is.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much, Vicha, and it's wonderful to have you on today's program.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks for joining me again on today's broadcast. I trust you enjoyed the interview with Pastor Vicha from the city of Tabor in the Czech Republic. Remember this statement, preaching the gospel will make the gospel happen. You see, the gospel has no power to change lives unless we declare it. Join me for our next program as we continue to hear how the gospel is still changing lives.
Thank you for listening to today's message. You can hear this message again by visiting online at goodnewschurch.tv. To listen to this and many other messages by Pastor Tom, download the Good News Church mobile device app by searching for Good News Church Yukon through both the iTunes and Android stores. Through the website, you can also subscribe to the podcast. Pastor Tom invites you to visit Good News Church whenever you are in the greater Oklahoma City area. Good News is located at the intersection of Main Street and the Yukon Parkway in Yukon. He welcomes you to worship with them on Sundays at 10 a.m. Good News Church, it's a great place to be.